AM 245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger.
We're not going back!
Hip-hop star Lil Jon, the MC of the Georgia delegates, taking part in the ceremonial roll call on the second night of the Democratic National Convention. California, the home state of Vice President Kamala Harris, deferred and is expected to go last to put her over the top. Later tonight, delegates will hear from Harris's husband, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and former President Barack Obama, who will deliver the keynote address. Earlier this evening, they heard from Jack Schlossberg, who compared Harris to his late grandfather.
Like President Kennedy, Vice President Harris has dedicated her life to public service. She believes in America, like my grandfather did, that we do things not because they're easy, but because they are hard.
Also speaking, former Trump press secretary Stephanie Grisham. This is ABC News. The Justice Department will not challenge Alaska Air's proposed $1.9 billion merger with Hawaiian Airlines. Alaska and Hawaiian say they have few overlapping routes. Senator Bob Menendez resigned today, the New Jersey Democrat giving up his seat following a corruption conviction.
Despite his resignation, Senator Bob Menendez is not stopping his fight to have his conviction overturned as he maintained his innocence last month.
I have never ever been a foreign agent.
In a new filing, Menendez's lawyers say prosecutors failed to show evidence that he used his authority to do anything in exchange for a bribe. He was convicted of accepting cash, gold bars, and a car in exchange for political favors to benefit Egypt, Qatar, and three New Jersey businessmen. Brian Clark, ABC News.
There's going to be a new face on boxes of Wheaties. Grand Slam winner Coco Gauff is teaming with the Breakfast of Champions. She's now trying to defend her U.S. Open title. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fiserv Forum is filled with people right now as the Harris-Walz campaign makes another stop in Wisconsin. Thousands have been flocking to these rallies across the country. Monday night, the team made a surprise stop at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Walz will speak Wednesday night while Harris closes the convention on Thursday night. And earlier in the day, a visit from the Trump-Vance campaign. Republican nominee for President J.D. Vance came to Kenosha, where he accepted the endorsement of the Kenosha Police Association.
We are going to end sanctuary cities in this country. We're going to bring back pro-law enforcement cities. We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
We're now 2.5 months away from the election, so no doubt we'll keep seeing lots of each campaign here in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in St. Louis tonight to take on the Cardinals, who are in second place, 11 games behind Milwaukee. The crew coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians over the weekend. NFL, the Packers back at practice after losing to the Broncos 27-2 Sunday night. On Thursday, they'll host the Ravens for a joint practice session, then play their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Hockey, it was announced that both the Badgers women's and men's hockey teams will compete outdoors in Chicago on Saturday. Saturday, January 4th, the Badgers women's team against Ohio State, the men's team against Michigan State, the Badgers men's head coach Mike Hastings on getting the chance to play an outdoor hockey game inside Wrigley Field.
Iconic place to go and watch a baseball game, let alone a hockey game. With having the Winter Classic, having the Big Ten presence, having our women's program there, these are opportunities that are lifelong memories.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, nice day, high mid-70s. Partly sunny and upper 70s Thursday, chance of showers late. Showers linger into early Friday, then heating up into the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we continue our coverage live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, is here, along with Bill McCutcheon. We'll break it on down for you. Join us.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is a Civic Media News special report. Continuing live coverage from the DNC in Chicago, we now join WCPT and Mike Crute.
California, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Ray and Tupac. Oh, Gavin.
From Governor. The great state of Nancy Pelosi. I come from a state like our nation of dreamers, of doers, of entrepreneurs, of innovators that prides itself on being on the leading and cutting edge of new ideas. California is the most diverse state in the world's most diverse democracy. And we pride ourselves on our ability to live together and advance together and prosper together across every conceivable and imaginable difference. But the thing we pride ourselves most on is that
we believe
the future happens in California first.
Yeah, this will do it.
And Democrats, I've had the privilege for over 20 years to see that future taking shape with a star in Alameda courtroom by the name of Kamala Harris. I saw that star fighting for criminal justice, racial justice, economic justice, social justice. I saw that star get even brighter as Attorney General of California, as a United States Senator, and as Vice President of the United States of America. Kamala Harris has always done the right thing. A champion for voting rights, civil rights, LGBTQ rights, the rights for women and girls. So Democrats and independents, it's time for us to do the right thing, and that is to elect Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States of America. California, we proudly cast our 482 votes for the next president, Kamala Harris.
There it is.
And that is official Bill Press. She is over the top. California has done the magic math. They put Kamala Harris over the top. And we'll be checking in. Kamala Harris at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A big counter rally. We're sitting at the United Center here at the DNC. And you can hear the crowd inside the bowl. They're going nuts. California has put Kamala Harris and Tim Walz over the edge. You're listening to special coverage right here in WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM, and across the Civic Media Network in the great state of Wisconsin. I'm Mike Krupp. That's Dominic Salvia. He's Bill Press. And we're going to bring you all the coverage. We're going to dip into Milwaukee as soon as Kamala Harris takes the stage, which we suspect will be shortly.
And I think that this crowd in the convention hall is going to see Kamala Harris on the big screens from Milwaukee.
And we'll know it. We'll hear it out here when that happens.
You're right. That's going to bring these two together. You watch. They're still celebrating in the hall.
A special surprise.
California.
It's my pleasure to introduce our party's official nominee.
And here she comes.
And Kamala Harris taking the stage in Milwaukee with Governor Tim Walz. They're walking out, 18,000 in attendance. That place is packed. Another big-ass party happening 88 miles north of the United Center in Chicago. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz have taken the stage, and Wisconsin is rocking and rolling. Jason Ray, Wisconsin's Democratic National Committee Secretary, well, he was the master of ceremonies, and he just let the crowd in Chicago know Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have earned the nomination. They've got the math, and there now they're simulcasting here in Chicago. That great party happening in Milwaukee right now. Kamala Harris wearing blue. Tim Walz wearing blue. That is the color of the
night.
Red
tie.
No red ties. And Wisconsin's flag with the motto, as you might have heard Governor Ever say, is forward. Moving
not going
this broadcast
back.
Forward. Kamala Harris on the stage in Milwaukee.
Joining us from exciting Chicago. The delegates at the Democratic National Convention, well, they just completed their roll call. And they have nominated Coach Walz and me to be the next vice president and president of the United States of America.
This is brilliant to have these two things happening at the same time.
Yep.
And I love this plan.
I love it when a good plan comes together.
Believing in what we can do together.
Look at that crowd
in
Milwaukee.
We are so honored to be your nominees. This is a people
powered
campaign.
We got a lot of friends in that crowd tonight, Bill.
And together we will chart a new way forward.
Not a bad introduction.
A future for freedom.
To the Obamas.
Opportunity of optimism and faith.
Warm-up act for Barack Obama and Michelle Obama.
Across America.
Not doing
Thank
half
you.
Bad, though.
Thank you. Thank you. And you're going to hear from our wonderful second gentleman shortly. I'll see you in 2 days, Chicago.
So they are simulcasting Kamala Harris into the bowl here at the United Center in Chicago. The crowds in both arenas going nuts.
Hey, Milwaukee!
Milwaukee happy to have Kamala Harris tonight. And the fire serve, I don't see an empty seat.
No, to the rafters.
And a small center court stage, and they've got people in standing room only all the way
around
the arena.
So, it's good to be back in Milwaukee, it really thank you. So, as you know, the coach and I were together here in Wisconsin just 2 weeks ago, and
they keep coming back to Wisconsin,
the
Bill.
The first rally after I announced that he would be my running mate, and it is so good to be back with all of you.
Now, they have moved on in Chicago to additional speakers, but we're going to stay here with Kamala Harris in Milwaukee. Annan Navarro, co-host of The View, former Republican, speaking at the DNC. Kamala Harris speaking right now in Milwaukee.
And I know we are all deeply grateful for his lifetime of service to our nation.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Again,
thank you, Joe. Out in Santa Ynez, California. Little vacation.
Thank you.
With his family.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Went out there last night, right after.
Thank you, Joe.
Santa Ynez is a beautiful, beautiful part of California. Just north of Santa Barbara, up in the hills. Beautiful country.
So, Wisconsin, we have 77 days until the election. 77 days. And look, we know this is going to be a tight race until the very end. We have some hard work ahead of us. We have hard work ahead of us, but we like hard work. Hard work is good work. And with your help this November, we will win. We will win. We will win. Because we're going to put in the hard work over the next 77 days.
77 days.
Can you imagine? Wow.
Sprint.
No.
Yep.
We haven't already won. 77 days of work to do, my friends. So listen, make no mistake. As we all know, this campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This is about two very different visions for our nation. One, ours, focused on the future. The other, focused on the past. And Wisconsin, we fight for the future. We fight for the future. We believe in the future. A future with affordable health care. A future with affordable child care. A future with affordable housing and paid leave. That's the future we believe in.
You know, I have to say.
Go ahead,
right?
Bill.
No, yeah. I have to say.
We believe in a future where
about
we
this,
build.
You know, I was born in Delaware. I'm a long time Delawarean before I moved to California. I love Joe Biden. Joe Biden could not have done this.
He never pulled it off.
This is just what the party needed, and she's just the right person at the right time. That energy, that joy, that spirit, those good vibes means a lot. Look at that crowd.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
the best he could have done, the best would have been to read from the teleprompter without making a big mistake, right?
And everybody holding
her
breath.
She has nothing in front. She's going.
And
Tim Walz clearly was not using a teleprompter.
No,
was,
Tim Walz was dancing all over the stage.
He looked like Chris Farley out there, very animated.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Now.
And by the way, Donald Trump couldn't do that either.
No.
I mean, let's face it. He's the old fart in the campaign right now, right? Now, he's got a teleprompter, but he doesn't use it. He just rambles for an hour and a half.
Folks, we are doing special live coverage, DNC in Chicago. A lot of people have left the bowl because the ceremonial delegate math has cast Kamala Harris as the nominee, and she is speaking right now live in Milwaukee to a huge crowd. Let's take more of Kamala Harris. Chuck Schumer coming to the stage soon, and then Bernie Sanders. We'll take you back to Chicago, but let's dip back into Milwaukee. This is where the real excitement is, at least at the moment.
More Americans, a tax cut including $6,000 to families during the first year of a child's life. That's about help with a car seat, with a crib, with diapers, with baby clothes. If we care about children, then let's help people. Help people. Do what they naturally want to do, but don't always have the resources to do it. And unlike Donald Trump, I will always put the middle class and working families first. But now we know he has a different plan, Trump, right? Just look at Project 2025. Understand what that, you know, by the way, can you believe they put that thing in writing, right? So that plan, though, tells us what they're up to. Donald Trump intends to give tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations. He intends
Kamala
to cut
Harris,
Social Security
live in
and
Milwaukee,
Medicare.
We're going to break away. We're going to go back to DNC coverage here in Chicago. We are at the United Center. We're going to say goodbye to our friend Bill Press. You got to go, Bill? Oh, Bill, you've stayed overtime already, man. I'm not paying you any bonuses unless it's a deer.
I am officially here with the California delegation.
Yes.
We have done our job for the night.
Oh, come on. All right.
The incomparable Bill Press.
Thank you so much for being a part of our coverage. Thanks for coming. I'll see you
Bill.
On Zoom, and we'll follow this 77 days, right?
77 days. It's a
I love
sprint.
It.
We'll sleep when we're dead, Bill. We better
get the work done now.
Yes.
We got it. Good to see you guys. Thank
Bill
you.
Press, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us here. We're going to.
Hello, Chicago. Hello, Dave's WCPT and hello.
KTNF, 950 AM
in Madison.
Media, right. OWMDX, 92.7 FM. Thank you, Bill Press.
Thank you, Bill Press. Right. Find him at Bill Press Pods
Bill
on
Press
the Twitters.
Pod. Yeah, Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever, Bill Press Pod.
All right, thank you,
right.
Sir.
See you guys.
Wherever finer podcasters party at, Bill Press will be there. And we are back to Chicago. We've got Chuck Schumer on the stage. We'll give you a little more of the live DNC coverage right here from the United Center, right here on WCPT 820 AM.
Delivering high-speed rail for Nevada. John Tester bringing high-tech jobs to Montana. And Bobby Casey and Sherrod Brown and Tammy Baldwin and Martin Heinrich fixing bridges in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Wisconsin and New Mexico. We also have amazing candidates. Ruben Gallego, Angela Alsobrooks, Andy Kim, Alyssa Slotkin, Lisa Blunt, Rochester, Colin Allred, Debbie Mucarcel-Powell, and folks, listen to this. More than half of our candidates are candidates of color. We're making the Senate look like America. Now let's compare that with Senate Republicans. Senate Republicans pretend to care about middle-class families, but they voted no on expanding the child tax credit, and J.D. Vance didn't even show up to vote. Senate Republicans pretend to care about the border, but they voted no on the strongest border bill in a decade. Republicans tend to care about freedom, but they voted no on a woman's right to choose. No to safeguard IVF. No to birth control. That is just a taste of their extreme agenda. Is that what we want for America? Do we want a Republican Senate that assaults reproductive freedoms? Do we want a Republican Senate that cuts taxes for the rich, rigs the game for big oil and big pharma? Well, folks, the choice is ours. Now, let me close on a personal note. As the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in American history, I want my grandkids and all grandkids to never, never face discrimination because of who they are. But Donald Trump, this is a guy who peddles anti-Semitic stereotypes. He even invited a white supremacist to Mar-a-Lago. And unfortunately, his prejudice goes in all directions. He fuels Islamophobia and issued a Muslim ban as president. Tonight, folks, I am wearing this blue square to stand up to anti-Semitism, to stand up to all hate. Our children, our grandchildren, no matter their race, no matter their creed, their gender or family, deserve better than Donald Trump's American carnage. So, are you ready to make sure Donald Trump never, ever gets near the White House again? So let's elect Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, and a Democratic majority in the Senate, and keep the torch of freedom burning bright for generations to come. On to victory in November.
That was Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer addressing the crowd at the DNC right here at the United Center. Senator Bernie Sanders comes to the stage momentarily. We are the Devil's Advocates. I'm Mike Crute. That's Dominic Salvia. We got to thank our friend Bill Press for being a big part of the broadcast this evening. And, of course, we'd like to thank the Vice President and her VP nominee, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, for throwing a hell of a party 88 miles to our north in Milwaukee. And my understanding is that crowd was told to expect to stay late at the Fiserv Forum because after Kamala Harris is done, we've still got the Obamas. We've got Michelle Obama. We've got the second gentleman, Doug Imhoff. And we've also got Barack Obama. And they're going to play the sound back to Milwaukee. Kamala Harris still addressing the crowd in Milwaukee from the Fiserv Forum. But we're here in Chicago at the DNC, man. It's very hard to know which is the more important thing to cover at any given second. There are so many choices. Dom, I agree with you.
And the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year.
Now, Kamala Harris is playing in the arena through videotape message, talking about taking on the high price, the high cost, with a federal ban on price gouging. They also threw an image of Donald Trump up there with the Project 2025, Dom. It's almost like they're trying to point out the guy is down for the Project 2025. So they've got some shiny graphics. They're playing in the arena, and I understand Bernie Sanders, who always seemingly is very message disciplined, always talking about economic issues. Well, they'll play well in this arena tonight. I think Bernie Sanders will get plenty of love. Once upon a time, I was politifacted for saying Bernie Sanders is the most popular politician in America.
mostly true.
Barack Obama's number one. You're listening to special coverage on WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM, and across the Civic Media Network. We'll take a break now, and we'll come back with Bernie Sanders, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, and day two. And let's
not
forget,
Pritzker, of course, governor of Illinois will be coming up as well. Chicago's going to want to hear from him.
We've already heard from Wisconsin's governor. We'll hear from yours. Illinois, represent, come back more of the DNC live from the United Center in Chicago. Devil's Advocate special coverage on WCPT 820 AM.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. Hip-hop star Lil Jon, the MC of the Georgia delegates, taking part in the ceremonial roll call on the second night of the Democratic National Convention. California, the home state of Vice President Kamala Harris, deferred and is expected to go last to put her over the top. Later tonight, delegates will hear from Harris's husband, second gentleman Doug Emhoff, former First Lady Michelle Obama, and former President Barack Obama, who will deliver the keynote address. Earlier this evening, they heard from Jack Schlossberg, who compared Harris to his late grandfather.
Like President Kennedy, Vice President Harris has dedicated her life to public service. She believes in America, like my grandfather did, that we do things not because they're easy, but because they are hard.
Also speaking, former Trump press secretary Stephanie Grisham. This is ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The governor's task force on the healthcare workforce in Wisconsin is giving more grants to employers so they can attract and retain staff. Other recommendations included in the task force report, education and training, and regulatory policies. The governor will include the task force's ideas in his next budget. And it's an annual contest that can be a lot of fun. The whole goal is to highlight some neat things that are made right here in Wisconsin. Here's James Kelly.
Nominations are now being accepted for the 9th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. Nominations can be submitted on the contest website through September 6th. To be eligible for the contest, the nominated product must be manufactured in a Wisconsin-based facility. Voting will be open to the public and will feature a bracket-style tournament to name the eventual winner.
Every year, it's a big honor for the winner. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, nice day, high mid-70s. Partly sunny and upper 70s Thursday, chance of showers late. Showers linger into early Friday, then heating up into the weekend. Currently at 62 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning from Chicago, we'll wrap up day two of the Democratic National Convention and the warm reminiscence during Barack Obama's comments.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Continuing coverage from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Now, your host, Mike Crute.
So good. And these oligarchs.
You're listening to Bernie Sanders speaking at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
The oligarchs tell us we shouldn't take on price gouging. We shouldn't expand Medicare to cover dental, hearing, and vision. And we shouldn't increase Social Security benefits for struggling seniors. Well, I've got some bad news for them. That is precisely what we are going to do. And we're going to win this struggle because this is precisely what the American people want from their government. And my friends, at the very top of that to-do list is the need to get big money out of our political process. Billionaires in both parties should not be able to buy elections, including primary elections. For the sake of our democracy, we must overturn the disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision. And move toward public funding of elections. And let me tell you what else we must do. We need to join the rest of the industrialized world and guarantee health care to all people as a human right, not a privilege. We need to raise the minimum wage to a living wage. We need to pass the PRO Act so that workers can organize in unions and gain the decent pay and benefits they deserve. We need to strengthen public education, raise teachers' salaries, and make sure that every American, regardless of income, receives the higher education he or she needs. We need to take on Big Pharma and cut our prescription drug cost in half, so that we no longer pay any more than other countries. Joe and Kamala made sure that no senior in America pays over $35 a month for insulin. We need to make sure that reality is true for every American. I look forward to working with Kamala and Tim to pass this agenda. And let us be very clear. This is not a radical agenda. But let me tell you what a radical agenda is. And that is Trump's Project 2025. At a time of massive income and wealth inequality, giving more tax breaks to billionaires is radical. Putting forth budgets to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid is radical. Letting polluters destroy our planet is radical. And my friends, we won't let that happen. Fellow Americans, in the last 3.5 years, working together, we have accomplished more than any government since FDR. But much, much more remains to be done. We must summon the courage to stand up to wealth and power and deliver justice for people at home and abroad. Abroad, we must end this horrific war in Gaza. Bring home the hostages and demand an immediate ceasefire. At home right here, we must take on Big Pharma, Big Oil, Big Ag, Big Tech, and all the other corporate monopolists whose greed is denying progress for working people. On November 5th, Let us elect Kamala Harris as our president, and let us go forward to create the nation we know we can become. Thank you all very much.
Senator Bernie Sanders, I am still feeling the burn. Bernie gets a warm ovation here at the United Center at the DNC, a speaking part on Tuesday night. A little respect for Bernie.
A little respect, a little nod to many of the same themes we've heard from Bernie over the years.
And Kamala Harris has concluded her speech in Milwaukee at the Pfizer Forum. We understand they're actually watching along with the DNC coverage just like you are right here. We've got J.B. Pritzker, the governor of the great state of Illinois, coming to the stage. We'll give you his speech right now.
Democrats, welcome to Chicago! We're a great American city in a proud blue state. Our patriotism was formed in frost and in fire and in the steel we forged to survive both. Our love of country has been a tapestry of faith that weaves from Abraham Lincoln reuniting a house divided to Barack Obama declaring blue states and red states make one United States. Now, Illinois' presidential pedigree is unmatched. And given that Vice President Kamala Harris spent some of her early life right here, I speak for the entire Illinois delegation when I say we claim her too. Now, one president we will never claim is the con artist the Republicans nominated in Milwaukee last month. Donald Trump once called Chicago embarrassing. To quote a great Chicagoan who won six world championships on these very grounds, we take that personally. I had to govern for 2 years while Trump was president. Let me tell you what's embarrassing. In Illinois, we passed a massive bill to fix our roads and bridges. When Donald Trump proposed his own plan, he turned right around and called it stupid. We eliminated the grocery tax. Donald hasn't been in a grocery store since his first bankruptcy. Illinois invested in clean energy and the jobs it brings. Donald claimed that windmills in the ocean made the whales a little batty. During COVID, we supported small businesses and jobs. And Donald? Well, Donald told us to inject bleach. Donald Trump thinks that we should trust him on the economy because he claims to be very rich. But take it from an actual billionaire. Trump is rich in only one thing, stupidity. Now, I meet with business leaders all the time, and there's one universal thing they all need: people. They need more workers to fill all the jobs they have. But the anti-freedom, anti-family policies of MAGA Republicans are driving workers away. Here's the thing. Americans don't want to be forced to drive 100 miles to deliver a baby because a draconian abortion law shut down the maternity ward. Americans want the hope of giving birth through IVF, not the fear that it might be taken away. Americans with LGBTQ kids don't want them facing discrimination at school because the state sanctioned it. Americans want to go to their neighborhood grocery store and not have to worry about some random guy open carrying an AR-15. Americans don't want their kids to be taught in history class that slavery was a jobs program. And if Americans are black or brown, they want to get promoted at work without being derided as a DEI hire for the sin of being successful while not white. Let's be clear. It's not woke that limits economic growth. It's weird. And these guys aren't just weird, they're dangerous. Democrats are for lower taxes and higher wages, less inflation and more business growth. We just think it's wrong to craft those policies for Elon Musk and not for everyday working people. That includes a secure retirement and good health care. We think the government should help you prosper, not police who you're sleeping with. More than anything, Democrats want economic policies that are kind, not cruel. But Trump chooses cruelty every time. After all, everything he's achieved in his own life has been by hurting someone else. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, well, they've spent their lives lifting people up, not pushing them down. They know that a White House that leads with kindness looks at someone who is struggling and sees not what they might cost society, but what they might create for it. Americans want policies that give every American a chance to make it to the middle class. They want to grow small businesses, and Democrats want to cut taxes for everyday people. More than anything, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz want a country where we can all live with a little serenity. The serenity that comes with a balanced checkbook, an affordable grocery bill, and a housing market that has room for everyone. And if there's one thing I know about Donald Trump, he's not bringing anyone any kind of serenity. We have a choice, America, between the man who left our country a total mess and the woman who has spent 4 years cleaning it up. And I think it's time we stop expecting women to clean up messes without the authority and the title to match the job. Vice President was a good title for Kamala Harris, but you know an even better one? President of the United States of America! Let's go get him!
Governor J.B. Pritzker of the great state of Illinois. He's getting a warm welcome in his home state here.
Please
Chicago, hosting the DNC. And concurrently, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz rallying in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Her speech has concluded. Our understanding is they're monitoring the action in Milwaukee. What's happening here? Well, all they have to do is put on civic media 5:40 a.m., 8:20 a.m. right here in Chicago, WCPT. Or if they were in Minneapolis tonight, Tim Walz's friends could be listening on KTNF 950 a.m. We'll go back to the stage, back to the DNC. Momentarily, who do we have next on the speaking platform? Ken Chenault. And I see you're looking up Kenneth Chenault. What's his claim to fame, Don?
He was the CEO and chairman of American Express from 2001 to 2018. Currently chairman of a global venture capital firm, General Catalyst.
Well, we'll keep him in the background and we'll continue to monitor what's happening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The campaign tells us over 15,000 in attendance, and although it was sent to me by a reliable source, I am seeing the first night's listenership, viewership of the DNC closer to 20 million, but that still is in excess of the first night viewership for the DNC, the RNC. And there's, you know, another 18,000 people in the room in Milwaukee, about 18,000 in the room here, about 3 million listening to us right now on the radio.
At least.
So this has been an exciting night already, and more to come. Obviously, the beloved here in Chicago, Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman, Kamala Harris's husband, he's going to give his speech tonight as well. And they are going to be monitoring, we understand, in Milwaukee, trying to keep my city straight here. You know I struggle keeping the city straight this
week.
Where
are we at again, Crudy? We are in Chicago. We appreciate you listening. The remarks from J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. Crudy, I thought very poignant, very sharp against the former president. He made a comment about, you know, Donald Trump claims he's rich. And then referenced his own billionaire status.
But I am rich. Let me tell you what real wealth looks like, people. You know, not everyone can make that claim. I heard Ron Johnson, a very wealthy man in his own regard, yesterday saying, you know, it's very difficult to be a billionaire. It's not as easy as it looks.
I guess. I don't know who he's trying to attract with that argument, but okay, Ron.
The common working man, Dom. The sort of man and woman of Chicago, of Milwaukee, of the great state of Wisconsin. You know, the Rust Belt, chock full of billionaires and billionaire wannabes. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. My name's Mike Crute. I am with my college roommate and longtime partner in crime, Dominic Salvia. And, of course, we had Bill Press on the air with us earlier. Great to have Bill be a part of this special coverage.
Oh, DNC, yeah, man. I can hang out with Bill all night long. He's a good cat.
You have hung out with Bill all night long. You guys found each other in the Roman fountains, did
yeah,
you not?
We did, yeah.
Streaking the quad.
Happened to be in Italy at the same time. Made a point to hang out together for some drinks and some food. Bill Press, you know, guys like that, been around a long, long time. Love his perspective, sense of humor. And the party lifestyle, man. Bill's a good man.
You know, the last time I saw Bill Press was the week Mike Johnson was selected as the Speaker of the House. I went out to D.C. for the occasion,
Yeah. And
Bill Press and I partied in D.C. Yeah. Bill likes to party. Whatever city he's in, there's a party soon
to follow.
We have
that in common, and I'm loving Chicago this week.
Well, I hope the bars stay open late because Bill likes to party, as do we, as does this fine city. Hosting the DNC, and J.B. Pritzker, in no small part, was instrumental in bringing the DNC to Chicago, to the state of Illinois. And I would say, you know, a very wealthy man, but some of those grandiose donations around the nation, Greece greases a lot of wheels.
Bernie Sanders, during his speech, the senator lamented the billionaire's influence from both parties in the politics.
Well, he preceded Pritzker to the stage. J.B. didn't take that personal. It was interesting. I was actually listening to Bernie's speech here in Chicago, but Kamala Harris was still on the stage in Milwaukee concurrently. And I was listening to her in one ear and Bernie Sanders in the other, and I'm thinking of the word. There were such similar themes being expressed. And, I mean, I've been a feel-the-burn Bernie Sanders guy since 2015.
Right.
And I have heard Kamala Harris described as the most progressive U.S. senator in 2019. I mean, to hear hear Trump and J.D. Vance tell it, she's Comrade Kamala. She's a communist, right?
That's what they claim.
Well,
and Tim Walz is a Chinese plant, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He went over there apparently.
I didn't read my QAnon newsletter.
Yes,
I didn't keep up on that.
So, but the point is, everyone's a communist all the time. Doesn't matter.
Anyone running against
the
Trump.
Fascist is a communist.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes, they throw these terms around very, very liberally, Dom. I like liberal, but they've even appropriated that and made it something dirty. But my point being is, and if there is a point, the themes being expressed by Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the economic themes, the American dream theme. She talked about, I'm a little girl that worked at McDonald's.
Yeah.
and now I have the chance to be the president of the United States. Recently, we covered the theme of, is the American dream alive and kicking? Because Donald Trump, in his own nomination acceptance speech, Dom, and we were in the room in Cleveland in Quicken Loans Arena in 2016, and it was a dark moment. And Donald Trump said, the American dream is dead. And then we went to his inauguration, and what was his theme that day?
The American dream is dead.
And then the very next day, the Women's March, the enthusiasm, the joy, although they were outraged at the election of Donald Trump, the joy in the streets, the emotion in the streets of Washington, D.C. for the Women's March, Dom. I mean, we've had some front rows to history, and that was one of the greatest days I ever recall politically.
I've never seen that many people at an event.
That's what a real
ever.
Crowd looks like, yeah. Donald Trump. Millions. They didn't march so much as move the entire city that day. And it was funny because we were, eventually, we found ourselves in a bar. Shocker.
Weird.
And we saw Brad Courtney, then the Democratic Party chairman. We saw Sheriff David A. Clark, Fox News favorite and former sheriff of, of Milwaukee. But here's the funny part. They were all hiding from the women. They all feared the power of the women in the streets. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. looked like he was ready to beat up a Cowboys fan that day. Oh, yeah, he's the Cowboys fan. Beat up a Packers fan that day. But anyways, the difference in emotion and the targeting of the audience. Now, Republicans can say they're for the working people. But I think Sean Fain pretty much had it right. Trump's a scab. Trump doesn't care about the union labor. Trump doesn't care about a hell of a lot other than Donald Trump, of course. And I think this effort, this presidential campaign, that no small part's about keeping his ass out of prison.
Well, no small part indeed.
Do you think the walls are closing in? What do you think's happening in that man's head? Because it's not just win or lose, it's win or go to jail.
Yeah, that's a whole other dynamic that isn't really talked about a whole lot, certainly on the Republican side. You know, we know about it. We know it's there. And I think it's, to some degree, you know, driving some of the madness in the man. But for the MAGAs in general, it's great to say you're for the working people. They know it. That's why they say it. But it's one thing to say something, and as you well know, it's an entirely different thing to do something. What are the actions of the MAGAs after they say they're down for the working people? Tax cuts for the rich? Because that's all they do.
Well, they claim tax cuts for everybody, but it mostly benefits their rich donor friends.
Isn't that weird? Same thing. They claim they're for the kids, but they don't want to extend the child tax credit. They don't want to provide food in the schools for hungry children. They don't want to do that.
Well, not other people's hungry children.
You know what I'm saying?
Not at their taxpayer expense.
So and then they say they're about the family, but they don't want any non quote unquote traditional family. Their version of a family is one man, one woman, two and a half kids, three
a mistress.
Well, don't say that. The mistress, that's fine. You can have the mistress. The mistress can have an abortion. That's totally fine for them, but not for you. So, you know, the contrast from what the MAGAs say versus what they do is again, it's blatant and it's obvious.
You're listening to special DNC coverage right here on WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM, and across the Civic Media Network in the great state of Wisconsin, where I understand at the Pfizer Forum tonight, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, and soon they're going to simulcast the speeches from Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. And interesting, J.D. Pritzker, the fine Illinois governor, sent me a little fundraising request.
All right.
On behalf of Sherrod Brown. He's one of the good guys in Washington.
We'll be back with more from Mike Crute and Dom Salvia from the Devil's Advocates just after this.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement at 11:33. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today, I want to ask you a few questions before I get where I'm going. How would it feel if you woke up every day and you knew your bills were going to be paid on time? What would it be like if you were saving money and you knew that money was automatically going to the right savings accounts? Or that you knew how much money you had left over every month to spend on the things you like to spend on? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there is a free tool that you and anyone can use to help those things happen over time. It is called a budget. I know, your budget doesn't help you make more money, but it 100% does help you make more of your money. There are a ton.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.